American Public Media.
It's in your autobiography, in your most autobiographical work, Disturbing the Universe, you describe how you became interested in mathematics at a very early age. And it's also clear that you knew about Albert Einstein and you knew about his theory of relativity. And I just want to know, you know, how did you know about that? Was this something that people talked about in the culture or in your family?
Well, certainly I learned about him from books. Mm-hmm. My father read the fashionable popular science of the day, Eddington and Jeans and Whitehead. I think most likely I learned it from Eddington. I mean, Eddington wrote a wonderful book called Space, Time and Gravitation, which is, of course, all about Einstein. And that was one of my father's books, so mm-hmm. I probably got it there.
You write about getting yourself a copy of a book about differential equations, and you say because...
Well, that was later.
That was later. Oh, but you said, because I knew it was Einstein's language and I had to learn it. And I guess, you know, what I'm trying to understand is, what did you mean by that in your youth when you had that longing? What did that signify for you, Einstein's language, and what it would open up for you?
Well, I'd read this book by Eddington and other books of that kind, which were popular books, which were describing relativity in words without mathematics. And I realized that what I could learn from Eddington was only a shadow of the real thing.
I see.
And mm-hmm. you needed mathematics really to understand what it was all about.
Mm-hmm. If I asked you to state in sort of layman's terms, you know, what it was that Einstein revealed that really changed science, how would you define that simply? Is that possible?
Yes, I think it's not so hard.
I mean,
it's all, of course, grossly oversimplified.
Right.
What he did was to say everything is geometry. Geometry is what shape things are, part of mathematics, which describes relationships between shapes and sizes and distances. He wasn't actually the first to say this, but still he was the first to prove it was right, that you can understand a great deal of what goes on in the world. You can understand gravitation. You can understand why the apple falls from the tree and why the moon goes around the earth and the earth around the sun by looking at it as a problem in geometry, that the reason why things fall or stay in orbit, as the case may be, is because the space-time is curved instead of being on a flat sheet of paper. We're on the outside of a ball or something of that kind. So there is a curvature in space and time, and that determines how things move.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the existence of solid objects with mass produces the curvature of the space. And that's what science, in Einstein's view, is all about.
And what idea, what basic sense of how things work did he overturn in asserting that, or did he advance?
Well, he overturned a whole lot of things, but particularly it was an idea of something called the ether, which was very much believed in for 100 years before.
Right.
And the ether was supposed to be a all-pervading, rigid, solid medium, so that we were all supposed to be somehow swimming in this ether like a fish in the ocean. And this ether was some sort of mechanical medium which could vibrate and carry light waves. So light was just a vibration of the ether.
Okay.
And so the whole picture of the universe was based on this notion of the ether. And Einstein simply said, we don't need that. And I think that was sort of the most radical change that he made. Instead of the ether, he just had a vacuum of this space as we now think of it as being empty.
Mm-hmm.
As before that, it was full. And I suppose that was a very big change.